Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Sports Live, blueclaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. And tonight, your Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 36-26, 61-64, take on the Brooklyn Cyclones for the fourth time this week. Brooklyn, the Mets affiliate, of course, 25-38, 71-58 on the season. Luke Gabrish and Joel Diaz, your pitching matchup. Tony Graham, how are you?
Well, Greg, we said this all week, another beautiful night for baseball here at Shoretown. If the Blue Claws continue to try to put the finishing touches on what would be an impressive finish. If they win tonight, they'll win a fifth straight game. And they've won four in a row, six of their last seven, 28-13 since the All-Star break. And a really spectacular pitching effort last night, Greg, by the Blue Claws. Slinging Sam Highfield with six innings of no-hit ball before Collins finally broke up the no-hit bid with a home run in the eighth inning. That was the only hit that Brooklyn was able to manufacture last night.
Second one-hitter of the season for the Blue Claws. They threw a no-hitter on July 2nd. On June 22nd, they threw a one-hitter, and the only hit for Hudson Valley, Tony, came off the bat of
Jose Colmenares,
who is now, of course, the Blue Claws shortstop. And in the seventh inning, he made a magnificent lunging grab on a hard-hit ground ball up the middle that when he made the play, the first thing you think of is, well, that's the play. Because every no-hitter, every perfect game, of course, there's always one play where, you know, a hard-hit ball, a difficult play, the fielder makes it to bail out the pitcher. And that's always the one you look back on at the end of a no-hitter. And you thought that was it. But it wasn't quite meant to be. That hit came off of Titan Kennedy Hayes. Highfield himself went six innings and did not allow a run or a hit. And he earned the win in what was a 6-1 Jersey Shore victory here last night.
And that pitching performance last night and some of the topics came up when we spoke with the manager of the
Blue
Claws.
Those cornerbacks were playing 10 yards off of
just a little while ago.
So it's like one of those things where, like,
and we'll hear how that went. Well, of course, very happy with the pitching performance last night and with the victory on the way.
Well, here we are, the last Friday of the season in the manager's office with the Bull, Greg Bradzinski, and Jersey Shore coming off an impressive outing last night, a one-hitter by a couple of pitchers. Slinging Sam. Slinging Sam was on the hill last night for Jersey Shore. Six shutout hitless innings. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, he was awesome, and it was, you know, a great start by another one of our starting pitchers that sets the game off on a good tone and it gives our offense a chance to go score. But he was really, really impressive. You know, he's always been a strike thrower, something we know about him since coming here. And the way he was able to mix his pitches and worked really well with Shojin Aga behind the plate. And, you know, he only threw 73 pitches in those six innings. So, you know, we got him out of there on a high note. We had some other guys to get in there to throw, but he just could have, it looked like.
Final appearance of the season.
Yeah, I think it's important to any of these guys. You know, it's just, you want all 73 pitches in those six innings, so, you know, we got him out of there on a high note. We had some other guys to get in there to throw, but he just could have, it looked like, you know, he was getting stronger and stronger as the outing went on. But really proud of him. It was a great way for him to finish up his season. And, you know, he helped us win the ballgame.
Talking about Slinging Sam Highfield, of course. And how important is it, especially for a pitcher, to have a good outing in his final appearance of a season?
I think it's important to any of these guys. You know, it's just, you want to always finish on a high note. You want to feel good going into the off season. And I think what's exciting about it as a manager is that you see all the hard work these guys put in. And for them to go out, you know, like him, six no-hit innings, and he's going to be able to take that into the off season. He's going to be feeling really good about how he finished. And, you know, they always, you know, the old adage, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And if you finish strong, then you can feel good going into the next season and the off season. So happy for him. And, you know, a lot of our guys have really had had a great last couple of weeks, so looking for them to finish up these next 3 days strong.
Someone certainly finishing strong, Raylan Heredia. Another bomb last night, 3-run home run. 5 home runs now since August the 21st. He missed a big chunk of the season with an injury. How do you think he might have done had he been able to play an entire year?
He's got hot lately. He's got 7 home runs. You know, obviously, he would have had a chance to double-digit home runs, and yeah. He's got 41 RBIs. So you're looking at a, you know, high home run, high RBI season for the kid. And I've just been really happy with – he's made some major strides from last year. His development from
– where exactly?
He chased a lot, right? So he swung out of the zone, and, mm-hmm. and he really is – kind of honed into what his strike zone is and getting pitches that he wants to hit. And then the contact, right? When balls are in the strike zone, he's hitting them. And he's a strong kid, so he hits them hard. And I think it's taken a lot of discipline. It's taken a lot of work. And he's been able to kind of stay consistent with it throughout the year. And, you know, when you look down and he's a 280 with 7 home runs, and, you know, he did miss that big chunk. You just don't know what this season could have looked like. But where he's at development-wise has been really, really impressive.
Let's go to tonight's starting pitcher, Luke Gabrysch, out of St. Joseph's University, 1-0 since he's been here, 5.25 ERA. His last outing, certainly not his best, 5 innings, only 2 hits, but he walked 4, did strike out 5. How does he end on a high note tonight?
I think the same, you know, kind of feeding off what Sammy did yesterday and going out and giving us, you know, if it's 5 strong innings out of him, 6 strong innings, that'd be really awesome. I've enjoyed watching him pitch. I obviously didn't see a lot of him after getting just drafted last year, and coming into Jersey, he came out of the bullpen that first outing in Wilmington. He had a bunch of family there, and then he's settling in his start the next outing he had. So it was kind of good to see his progression since coming up. But he's got a really good fastball. He moves it around the zone, and I think the off-speed slider's getting better. So as he continues to do that, but just looking out, you know, I told all these guys, go have fun this week. You know, finish up the season strong. Like, understand, like, these are days where you can continue to get better and develop, but have fun and enjoy playing the game. So hoping he goes out there, has some fun, and gives us a good start.
All right, Bo, thanks.
Awesome.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Great advice by Bull, of course. Tony, to have fun this weekend, that's what we're going to do. Have fun. 3 games to go in 2025. Blue Claws playing very well, as we said. They've won 4 in a row. They've won 6 out of 7. If you go all the way back to the All-Star break, which ended on July 18th, they are 28-13 since then. Just got off to a slow start, and then they're chasing a juggernaut, essentially, in the Grasshoppers of Greensboro, just keep winning. Hudson Valley did beat them last night. Greensboro is 42-21 in the second half. Hudson Valley is 39-23. So Greensboro with 1 win in the last 3 games, and they're playing Hudson Valley, would clinch the pennant. And if that's the case, if they do win, then Brooklyn will fly all the way down there on Monday to open up round 1 of the postseason in Greensboro on Tuesday. Or if Hudson Valley were to win the pennant, that would require wins in the last 3 games of the season. Then it would be Brooklyn at Hudson Valley on Tuesday. So we'll follow that one for you. Clearwater will follow that one. They're going to start in a rain delay, but we'll follow that one for you as well. Gage Wood, the first-round pick of the Phillies of this year, will make his professional debut. And the Threshers, Tony, congratulations to everybody in Clearwater. Former Blue Claws manager Marty Malloy was the manager there. Former Blue Claws player Gustavo Armas, who's the pitching coach in Clearwater. They clinched a postseason bid. They're back in the playoffs for the 3rd consecutive season after their win last night.
Greg, as you put in your notes, this is Big 5 weekend. What does that mean? Well, 3 pitchers from the Big 5 in Philadelphia all should be on the mound at some point this weekend for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws starter tonight is from St. Joe's, Luke Gabrysch. And University of Pennsylvania's Ryan Dromboski will be on the hill on Saturday, and most likely Danny Wilkinson from Villanova will make an appearance at some point this weekend. Blue Claws at some point could get a pitcher from LaSalle. They won't get one right away. LaSalle dropped baseball
after 2020, but the Explorers are bringing baseball back in 2026. And the other Big Five school, of course, is Temple. Now, Temple dropped baseball after 2013-2014, and the Blue Claws had a player from that final team. Now, the coach turned out to be Matt Hockenberry, was a relief ace for a while with Jersey Shore, and also was the team's pitching coach here in Lakewood in 2019 and in 2021. He did quite a job out of the bullpen, did Matt?
Oh, yeah.
While he was here, right?
He had a lot of saves as the Blue Claws closer in 2015. He had 19 saves in 22 attempts with Jersey Shore in 2015. I think I said 2013, 14. It was actually 2014 and 15 that he was here. He was drafted in 2014 by the Phillies in the ninth round out of Temple. He got to pitch in Hagerstown a little bit with the Blue Claws out there. He was from right over the border in Pennsylvania. Nice guy. He was pitching coach for a couple of years. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to have all those Big Five connections, of course, because the Blue Claws are a Phillies affiliate. And not only that, both Gabrish and Dromboski, the starters tonight and tomorrow, grew up big Phillies fans. So, very cool, and they're pitching for their favorite organization.
If you grew up around Philadelphia, you know about the Big Five. Actually, right now, I think it's called the City Six, if you want to put Drexel in there. But more traditionally known as the Big Five. One thing you rarely heard about, Greg, and I grew up around the Philadelphia area, was baseball. They were big-time basketball programs, all of them. And, of course, especially Villanova of late. But you rarely heard about baseball. Baseball was barely a ripple on the sports scene in Philadelphia. Obviously, they did have baseball, and we have evidence of that with Matt Hockenberry and certainly a couple of pitchers here this week and this year from the Big Five. Certainly happy to have
them. Big Five, you know, they had, again, in varying degrees, but they all had some success in basketball in the last, call it, 20, 25 years.
Sure.
Ken with Fran Dunphy had a great run where they made a bunch of NCAA tournaments. Obviously, John Chaney had a Hall of Fame career as the head coach at Temple. Villanova's won a couple of national titles. St. Joe's had the team in 2004 where they were the number one team in the country.
And Villanova.
And then, as I said, I said Villanova.
Right.
Anyway, on the baseball field, Will Gabrish pitched in the last couple of years at St. Joe's. He's from Wilmington, North Carolina. No, excuse me. He's from Wilmington, Delaware. And when he made his Blue Claws debut a couple of weeks ago in Wilmington, he did so only 8.5 miles from where he played high school baseball. With Jersey Shore, eight runs, 7 earned on 11 hits and 12 innings, 5 walks, 9 strikeouts. With Clearwater, he had a 3.08 ERA, but had a 1.88 ERA with the Threshers after April. They gave up 10 runs in 8 2/3 innings back in April, and he really settled in nicely to earn his promotion to the Blue Claws. Luke was a 15th-round pick in the draft last year, 22-year-old right-hander from Wilmington out of St. Joseph's University. So Gabrish on the mound. Marco Vargas will be in the batter's box for Brooklyn when we come back. Just 3 left in 2025. And Jersey Shore and Brooklyn will play tonight in just a moment. Back after this, Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Fantastic. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Short Town Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Valley Sports Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giambarisi. And tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones. Just three games left in 2025's regular season. And Jersey Shore will send right-hander Luke Gabers to the hill to make his fourth appearance and third start. And he'll oppose right-hander Joel Diaz for the Cyclones. Jersey Shore is 36-26, 61-64. Phillies affiliates and Brooklyn Mets affiliate 25-38, 71-58 on the year. They're the first half champions, though, so they will be in the playoffs on Tuesday, either at Greensboro or at Hudson Valley. Remains to be seen. Could find out tonight if Greensboro beats Hudson Valley. They will clinch a spot in the postseason. So, Claws and the Clones. Tony, how are you?
All right, Greg. Well, the Blue Claws coming off their second one-hitter of the season on Thursday night. The game within five outs of their second no-hitter. That occurred back on July 2nd versus Wilmington. That was a seven-inning game. They also threw a one-hitter on June 22nd against Hudson Valley. They came within 2 outs of a no-hitter. The irony of that is it was broken up by Jose Colmenares, who now is in a Blue Claws uniform, and then he was with Hudson Valley. So the Blue Claws trying to end the season. If they can win their final three games, they would finish at 500. That's the goal. Would give them 2 7-game win streaks here in the second half. For what it's worth, they have pulled within 5.5 games of division-leading Greensboro. Unfortunately, they will come up a little short because the season ends on Sunday, but they certainly have made a nice run here in the second half, and we're ready to go tonight, and here to tell you all about it, the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giambarisi.
All right, Tony, Marco Vargas leads off. He's a left-handed hitting shortstop for the Cyclones. 241, a home run, 42 batted in. Luke Gabrish ready to go. The Blue Claws right-hander out of Wilmington, Delaware in the first pitch is a fastball for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. We're underway at 7:07. And the game time temperature is 80 degrees. Partly cloudy skies. It was a gorgeous afternoon. And the 0-1, high fly ball into left. Dante Norrie was playing fairly deep. He just comes in a couple of steps and makes the grab. One up and one down. Batting second is Jonathan Enriquez, the third baseman. Then Matt Rudick to DH. Jairo Cuevas in center field will bat fourth. Then John Bay in right. Corey Collins at first base will bat sixth. Then Nick Roselli in second. Batting eighth and playing left field is Diego Mosquera. And batting ninth and catching Vincent Peroso. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Here's Enriquez, and he takes Avanese a strike. Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy, rwjbh.org. 0-1 from Gabrish, took something off, missed outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Enriquez has only been here since August 30th, a week ago. 3-for-19 with Brooklyn. And 2-for-12 in the series. Grounds this one up third and a base hit past Trent Farquhar. Norrie over toward the line to grab it. Enriquez has a big turn. He's tried for two. Norrie bobbled and the throw not in time. Two-bagger for Jonathan Enriquez. And he's at second base with one out for Matt Rudick, the designated hitter.
Yeah, I don't know if they would have had a shot on him at second anyway. Norrie came over, hustling over, but then he just bobbled it for a split second, and that was all that Enriquez needed, and makes it to second easily.
That's the first hit in the series for Brooklyn before the fourth inning. They had gone hitless the first time through the order in each of the first three games of the week. Harris Rudick, the designated hitter, he's here on a rehab assignment from Double A Binghamton. He had Tommy John surgery, so he missed basically the whole season. Runner, a huge lead off second, and Rudick takes that one a little bit high for a ball. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Dante Norrie in left field, Devin Saltamon in center, and John Spankman in right. Trent Farquhar at third, Jose Colmenares in short, Aaron Escobar is in second, Brock Radenberg at first, and the catcher is Jordan Disson, the 1-0. On the outside corner called strike, and the count is even on Rudick at 1-1. Left-handed batter, 13th round pick in the draft 4 years ago, back in 2021 by the Mets out of San Diego State. He played in Double-A Binghamton all of last year, hit 8 homers, and he swings through that one from Gabrish, and the count is 1-2. Luke began the year with Clearwater, and he gave up 10 runs in 8 2/3 innings back in April, but from the beginning of May until August 8th, his last appearance with the Threshers, He had an ERA of just 1.88, and he threw 15 consecutive scoreless innings to finish his time in Florida, and then joined the Blue Claws for their series in Wilmington, making his debut on August 16th. 1-2, runner at second, and a liner back towards short on a hop right there is Colmenares. He throws over to first in time for the out. Enriquez ends up at third, advancing on a 6-3 put out, two men away. And here's Jairo Cuevas, the center fielder. 28 games for Cuevas with Brooklyn. He's hitting an even 200. Not here on July 28th, but he is 11 for his last 32 and 3 for 6 in the series. One of the few players that have really swung the bat well for Brooklyn this week. They had in the first three games of the series a combined 11 hits. And the plate umpire, J.C. Reed, gesturing something over to the Brooklyn dugout. Greg Brodzinski, meanwhile, comes out of the Blue Claws dugout to position his outfielders. He wanted Nori and Saltamont to move to near left towards right field. Here's Cuevas now with a runner at third. First pitch grounded off first, backhanded by Friedenberg. He says, I got it, races over, touches up with his left foot, and the inning is over. So Luke Gabrish pitches around that one-out double. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one man left. We played half an inning here at Shortstown Ballpark, and it's Brooklyn nothing, and the Blue Claws are coming to bat. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Sports Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Well, the Blue Claws won't throw a no-hitter tonight, but they could throw a shutout. No score as we go to the bottom half of inning number one here at Shortstown Ballpark in Lakewood. Leading it off for Jersey Shore is Dante Nori, the Blue Claws left fielder. Left-handed batter against Joel Diaz. And the first pitch is taken high and outside, one ball of those strikes. The reference, of course, was last night. The Blue Claws took a no-hitter into the eighth inning and ended up losing the no-hitter in the shutout on a home run by Corey Collins, but it was the only hit they gave up yesterday. They've only allowed 12. Here's a high fly ball by Nori to right center. Jairo Cuevas, the center fielder, moves over the lefty. He's there to make the grab, and Nori flies out one away. Blue Claws have only allowed 12 hits so far in 29 innings amongst their starters or their pitching staff in this series. So one out, nobody on. Here's Aaron Escobar, the second baseman. Devin Saldivar bats third place center. Then John Spikerman, the right fielder. Avery Owusu is saying the DH, he'll bat fifth, and Trent Farquhar at third. Jose Colmenares, the shortstop, bats seventh, and the first baseman, Brock Fredenberg. And batting ninth with the catching is Jordan Disson. Here's Aaron Escobar, the 20-year-old second baseman from Venezuela, and he hits a little dribbler foul up third. And the count is no balls and one strike on Escobar, who got here on July 8th. He was the Phillies Minor League Player of the Month in Clearwater. Hit the cover off the ball in April at a near 1,100 OPS. Then he hit over 300 in May and was promoted here through the Blue Claws the second week in July. Swings and foul tips that one back toward the screen, and it's nothing and two. With the Blue Claws, he's got three homers, including one on Sunday back in Aberdeen. Jersey Shore lost the first two games down there last week, but then won three of the last four. And they have won the first three games of this series. 0-2 inside, and the appeal on a check swing. He did not go. So coming into today, the Blue Claws have won four in a row. Their season-long win streak is seven, which they could match with wins in the last three games of this series, which would also, of course, mean a sweep of the series. 1-2. High fly ball. Pretty well hit into left. On the run, must square. Back to the track. At the wall. Looking up. And it's got a home run. It hits off the chain link fence just above the 8-foot high padded wall. It wedges in there for Escobar's fourth Blue Claws homer. And in the first inning, Jersey Shore takes a 1-0 lead.
For the Phillies' number five prospect, it is his 22nd career home run, and this is fourth professional season.
That would not have been a home run
nope.
A couple of years ago, but they changed the ground rules here. When Sean Williams was the manager, 2016, they made that change. Here's Devin Saltabon, and he takes on the inside corner for a ball, maybe a little bit low. And it's one ball to no strikes.
I don't know that we have the exact numbers, but that rule change has helped the hitters a lot.
Yeah, I would say at a minimum between both teams, there's a high pop by Devin in back of first. Corey Collins in foul ground, the first baseman. Wynn blows it back into fair ground, and he makes the catch for the out. I would say, what, about 10 home runs a year?
Yeah, I would agree to that, yeah.
Between, no, that's for both teams,
right,
but
for
yeah.
Both teams, yeah.
So it used to be you had to clear both the 8-foot high padded wall and the 4-foot high chain link fence, but that is
and then in left
no
and
longer
right,
the case.
And then, excuse me, left center and right center, it was ridiculous.
Yes, so in left center and right center, you had to clear 20 feet. There's John Spikerman now, switch hitter batting left, and he takes from Diaz on the outside corner, nothing in one. Yeah, in left center and right center, you had to clear, not only you had an 8-foot high padded wall, then you had a concrete wall, and then above that, another 4-foot high chain link fence. He had to clear 20 feet to get one out to left center and right center. Oh, and one on Spikerman. Yeah, that one in there for a strike. We've probably seen, Tony, a good chunk of those 10 additional home runs here have come towards left center.
Yeah.
You know, where they hit off that wall, even if they might have been high enough to clear the chain link fence, but they weren't high enough to clear the 20 feet. But home run for Escobar, fourth with the Claws. Three of them have come this month. Bouncer to the left side, bobbled by Rosselli. Picks it up, underhands the first, and not in time. That will be an E4 on Nick Rosselli, and Spikerman aboard at first with two away.
And now comes the adventures of Spikerman on the base pass. He is perfect this season. 15 attempts, successful, 15 times in his career. 35 for 37. This is just his second season in pro ball.
So he's, Tony, the only player in minor league baseball this year with at least 25 stolen bases, as Owusu-Asedu takes high, one ball, no strikes, who has not been caught.
Right.
Yasser Mercedes of Fort Myers, that's the Twins affiliate in the Florida State League, low A, had been 34 for his first 34. Spikerman is 27 for 27. But Mercedes was thrown out stealing last night, so Spikerman stands alone. 1-0. We'll see if he goes. They throw over, and he dives back in. But he had 12 without being caught in 26 games with Clearwater, and he's 15 for 15 in 22 games with Jersey Shore. Not a healthy lead. Held on by the first baseman, Corey Collins. Claws up 1-0 on the Escobar home run, and Avery Owusu-Asedu takes that one inside for ball two. He's at 251, two homers, 20 RBIs, and 16 stolen bases of his own for Avery. Jersey Shore, 47 steals in their last 15 games, 9 stolen bases in the first three games of this series. They have been running extensively since the break, over 100 steals. Fastball outside. It pops off Perozo's mitt, and now Spikerman will go to second. And that'll be a pass ball on the catcher, Vincent Perozo. Looked like, Tony, he wanted to throw behind Spikerman at first base and then dropped it in the process of straightening his body. I don't think he actually reached his hand in there and dropped it, but as he got up, it kind of popped out of his mitt. So that's a pass ball. Three balls and no strikes. The count on Owusu Asidu. Defensively for Brookman, while we have a moment, as Perosa goes out to talk to Joel Diaz. It's Diego Mascuero, Jairo Cuevas, and John Bay left to right of the outfield. Jonathan Enriquez is in third. Marco Margus in short. Nick Roselli in second. Corey Collins at first. And the catcher is Vincent Peroso. The batter is Avery Owusu-Asidu. That home run, by the way, for Aaron Escobar. $1,000 donation to two military-based nonprofits. Homes for All Military Division and the GI Go Fund as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program from Ocean First Foundation. Swing and a miss, and there goes the bat, and it hits just off the top of the net, thankfully, and bounces back down on the warning track down by the Brooklyn dugout on the third base side. And Owusu Asidu can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, Tony, because he almost cleared a 32-foot high net with that bat, and it obviously would have flown into the crowd with a lot of fans there, so grateful that that didn't happen, and he gets to keep the bat for the rest of this AB. Rub some sand on it. Pitch obviously was a strike, so it's 3-1 now. On deck is Farquhar. Runner at second base, two men out. And the Claws a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Joel Diaz from the stretch and foul back over the screen. Count full at 3-2. Joel Diaz, 5-4 with a 3.69 ERA for the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. 102 and a third innings, 100 hits, 21 walks, 97 strikeouts. Now, he has given up some homers. That was 21st homer that he's allowed in the last 2 years. And the ninth home run this year, the one that Escobar just hit. Gave up two runs on four hits and 5 1/3 innings against Hudson Valley last Friday in his most recent start. Claws up 1-0. We're in the first. And Diaz out of the stretch. Breaking ball, swinging him. So Owusu Asidu strikes out to retire the side, but the Blue Claws take the lead. One run, one hit, one error, and one left. We have played one inning. And it's 1-0 Jersey Shore on Escobar's fourth Blue Claws homer. Back with the second. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
Fourth home run with Jersey Shore for Aaron Escobar gives the Blue Claws the lead as we go into the top half of the second. Blue Claws leading it 1-0. 15th overall home run for Aaron this season. He hit 11 with Clearwater before his July promotion. Here's John Bay leadoff for Brooklyn against Luke Gaber. Sherrod Handers swinging a miss. And a ranking ball count, nothing and one. Blue Claws made a roster move today, reinstating left-hander Erubio Armenta from the 7-day injured list. And Sam Heifel, who pitched last night, goes on the development list, but that doesn't matter because his season was over anyway. Here's a high pop-up by John Bay, first base side. Brock Friedenberg behind the bank. Brock makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass, one away. So Heifel's season over after six brilliant innings last night, no hit innings. And he earned his second Jersey Shore win and his final appearance of 2025. And Armenta ready to help. So he'll get one more outing, maybe two, before the season comes to a close. Here's Corey Collins, the first baseman, who hit his second home run last night. That was the only Brooklyn hit. Swings and misses. And it's nothing in one. He's at 164, two homers. Collins, a sixth-round pick last year out of the University of Georgia. He's from Suwanee, Georgia, originally. Nick Roselli on deck. Three lefties in the last four slots in this Brooklyn lineup. And four. That went a little bit low. And it's one ball and no strikes in the first four in the lineup. Only John Bay and Diego Mosquera, the five and the eight hitters, will bat right-handed against Gabers. That went a little bit low. Two balls to no strikes. That, Tony, I guess bodes well for Jersey Shore with six lefties plus one switch hitter and two righties in this Brooklyn lineup, because the Blue Claws with Armenta now have seven, count them, left-handers in the bullpen. Here's a bouncer off first and through it to right field, the base hit. So Corey Collins, who had been two for his previous 19, singles to right field, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Nick Roselli.
Yeah, Paul wants to make a left-on-left move here. He's at some point this weekend, he's got a few arms to choose from. One out, one on, top of the second.
1-0, Jersey Shore is another left-handed batter in Roselli out of Binghamton. Grew up in Levittown, New York on Long Island. That's a big Met fan. Went to Binghamton, not trying to get back to Binghamton, which is where the Mets' double-A affiliate is. And that's a fastball for a strike from Gabers on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one on Roselli. Wind blowing out today towards left field. Not that hard. Might not even be at 12 or so miles an hour. But I would say not crazy, but it's not nothing either. 0-1 on Roselli. And he grounds one towards second. Escobar to his left. Long run, throws back to second. Nice play. And they get the fourth. Off the bat, with how far Escobar had to go towards the first baseline, you're thinking, well, they'll get the out at first, and he's able to get the out at second. Now, Collins is a big first baseman, so maybe they had the right runner, but a good play. 4-6 fielder's choice for the second out. Runner at first base, two away, and the batter is left fielder Diego Mosquera. First pitch, high and tight. So 1-0. Mosquera, right-handed batter, 216, 16 RBIs. He has been here the whole season. He's the only one in the lineup tonight who can say that for Brooklyn, although Marco Vargas, the leadoff batter, got here in late April. And that's in there for a call and strike, 1-1. Their only other player that's been here the whole year is catcher Ronald Hernandez, who has tonight off. For the Blue Claws in the lineup, only Devin Saldivar and Jordan Disson have been here since the beginning. Disson had a stint in Reading but came back, fouled back. So I guess I should say Disson hasn't been here since opening day, but one of only two in the lineup that was on the Blue Claws opening day roster. Mosquera, Tony, at least he's got the wind blowing out. He's professional homer in almost 750 at-bats. And he lines one foul, first base side. Count is one ball, two strikes on Mosquera. A utility player, jack of all trades type for Brooklyn, 21-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela.
Fifth professional season.
And the 1-2 from Gabrish is a breaking ball, dribble to first. That'll stay fair, handled easily with a basket pickup by Vredenberg, who touches up to retire the Sun. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left. We go to the bottom of the second. And Jersey Shore has a 1-0 lead. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone.
No cap.
Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino.
Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Beautiful Friday night. 1-0 Jersey Shore. And Trent Funkmore leading it off against Brooklyn right-hander Joel Diaz as we start at the bottom of the second. Luklaus got their run on the fourth Jersey Shore homer and 15th home run in 2025 for Roman Escobar back in the first inning. So 6-7-8 here in the second. Funkmore, Jose Colmenarson, Brock Vredenburg swinging a miss by Trent out in front of a changeup, and the count is 0-1. This time of year, guys are also starting to line up, Tony, where they're going to go play, if they're going to go play winter ball somewhere. Trent went to Australia last year. Here's a little bouncer right of the mound, picked up nicely by Diaz, and the underhand's the first for the out. Well, Farquhar retired, one away. Went to Australia last year. The Phillies have always sent, for the last number of seasons, a group of players to the Australian Baseball League to play for the Adelaide Giants. Managed, of course, by former Blue Claws manager Tank Adamson, who is now one of the coaches with AAA Lehigh Valley. Here's Jose Colmenares, and the first pitch to him is a little bit low. Colmenares, 10 for his last 26. He actually had a six-game hitting streak going into last night that was snapped, and had his best game of the year with Jersey Shore in the win on Wednesday when he had a two-run triple. Grounds this one down to third, backhanded by Enriquez. Plants, fires, and got him. Broken bat grounder, but almost hit third base. Good play by Enriquez. Two up, two down for first baseman Brock Vredenburg.
Yeah, strong throw there by Enriquez, no question. He made a fine play.
So, with two out and nobody on, the batter is the big left-handed first baseman Brock Vredenburg out of Pasadena, California. Swing and a miss out in front of a Diaz changeup. Yeah, the count, nothing in one. Diaz, good pitcher. He's had a good year, sub 4 ERA. Keeps the walks down just below 2 walks per 9. He will not be an easy opponent for this lineup tonight. Swing and a miss, changeup again. And the count, nothing in two. Brooklyn in their road grays. Brooklyn in script across the chest. Blue in their Friday navy blues. That's a claws. Or excuse me, say a blue claws in white across the front. White number on the back, no name. 0-2 on the lefty, Vredenburg, who's 7 for 38 with Jersey Shore. And he takes that at outside. 174, three homers overall. That includes his time in high A Beloit in Wisconsin when he was a part of the Marlins organization, who drafted him back in 2023 in the third round. Signed with the Phillies in August, and chops one foul right into the crowd at home plate, and it remains one ball and two strikes. Well, 1-2 on Vredenburg, two out and nobody on. And the 1-2 pitch is high, pop foul off third, slicing out of play and into the seat. Still one ball and two strikes. Tony, you can see why the Phillies ended up signing Vredenburg, a big, imposing left-handed batter that they had scouted when he was at Michigan State and liked. Signed him when he became available. Guy that could have drafted easily 2 years ago. Fastball outside. And the count is one ball and two strikes.
Was the Marlins' third round pick. in 2023. 78th player selected in that draft.
Two out, none on. 2-2 pitch. Another changeup. This one punched in the air to center. That's down for a base hit. Two hops to Johairo Cuevas and a single for Vredenburg. Tell you what, Tony, that was a great at bat.
Yeah.
Because Diaz just kept peppering him with changeups, and he felled up a few. Finally got one he could do something with, and he flicks it back through into center for a two-out single. That's a great at bat by Vredenburg. That'll bring up Jordan Disson. Blue Claws right-handed hitting catcher, 174, no homers, 13 RBIs. Vredenburg leads off first. Disson grounds one towards short, and that's handled by Vargas. The underhands to Roselli at second, 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and then retires the sign. So the Blue Claws get a two-out base hit, but Strand one. No runs, one hit, one left, and they lead it 1-0 as we head to the third here on Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark in Lakewood. We head to the top half of the third inning, and the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead on a first inning solo shot by Aaron Escobar. Luke Gabrish has allowed two hits through two scoreless. He'll get 9-1-2 here. Vincent Peroso, Marco Marcus, and Jonathan Enriquez. We're joined by our friend Gary Weitzen from POAC, Parents of Autistic Children. They're tonight's Blue Claws Charities Community Partner, and this is year 23 of Autism Awareness Night in Lakewood with the Blue Claws, and a strike to Vincent Peroso. Nothing in one. Gary, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having us once again.
So let's go back. 2002 is the first one, and that is documented to be bouncer to second for Aaron Escobar. Throws over to first. Peroso grounds out. And there's a note somewhere at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Hall of
right?
Fame, a plaque.
About that was the first Autism Awareness Night anywhere in professional baseball.
Correct. Minor league or major, first one.
So how did it start?
POAC started with four parents around the kitchen table, and we actually reached out to the Blue Claws. You guys were 1 year old at the time.
Yeah.
And not only were you incredible today for our special night, you've been incredible, the Blue Claws, to the autism community since day one. So it wasn't a hard sell. I would like to say it's a big secret. We asked, and you said yes.
Fantastic. Marco Vargas, no balls, one strike. Third baseman Farquhar is even with the bag off the line. So tell us about the organization. What do you guys do? Who do you guys help as Luke Gabrish misses away? It's one ball, one strike.
We are the largest boots-on-the-ground parent autism organization in the country. We have over 300 events a year. All free for our families. In New Jersey, we have...
Here's a chopper to second for Escobar. Plays the hop, throws the first, two away.
In New Jersey, we have well over 10,000 families that are members of POAC.
And that's statewide?
Statewide.
What are some of the services that you guys provide?
We have training, education, which is huge, recreational events year-long. That includes the brothers and sisters. of our guys as well, just not the individual with autism. But the thing I'm most proud of is our police and first responder training.
Yes, so that was my next question. Fastball outside, and the count is 1-0 on Jonathan Enriquez. How long has that been going on? What's involved, and why is it so important?
If you have autism, you're seven times more likely.
Chop the second. Escobar's been busy. This will be his third assist of the inning. Fields and throws for the out. Go ahead, Gary.
Seven times more likely to be picked up by a police officer. One out of four people shot and killed by police are special needs, mentally ill, autistic. And I have thousands of incredible stories of incredible officers bending over backwards for my guys over and over and over again. That's the norm.
What kind of training?
The training, we teach them behavioral de-escalation, communication, how to get an individual to calm down in an emergency situation, follow directions, ensure the safety of the police officer first, and then the individual with autism. And the response, we have trained over 79,000 first responders in our state.
That's crazy. What kind of events do you guys put on for the families that have autistic children around the state?
We had four autism surf camps that just ended up. We have indoor bounce houses, gym parties, bowling, and we sponsor a whole bunch of challenger leagues. In fact, the stadiums in Ocean County, we have the Ocean County Challenger League Play Royale here, and POAC pays for that.
And you guys have a big walk here in the spring.
Walkathon that we get thousands of people. I don't even know how many. But we fill it around. There's not an empty spot around the field. And it's a chance for families and family members, Aunt Dottie and Uncle John, to come out and support their loved ones. And we celebrate the teachers who do such an incredible job. And we have so many police officers that come out that support our kids as well.
Fantastic. Well, Gary, thank you so much. Keep up the great work. The website is POAC.net.
N-E-T, yes.
How many people here today with you guys?
We have a small group today, like 175.
That's great. Well, go enjoy the rest of the night.
Great. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Weitzen from POAC, POAC.net. Here's Dante Norrie for his pitch. Rolls and fell off to the right. And the count, no balls and one strike. Joel Diaz in his third inning of work tonight for the Cyclones. The right-hander from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, dealing with a Tom of the Blue Claws order here. Jersey Shore with two hits. One of them a solo homer by Aaron Escobar. And Norrie grounds one to short. Stays right on the dirt for Vargas, who scoops and throws in time. One up and one down. Norrie 0 for 2. Here's Escobar, who's homer just cleared the wall in left field. There's an 8-foot-high padded wall and then a 4-foot-high chain-link fence above that. And in the old days here, you had to clear both. But now you only have to clear the 8-foot-high padded wall. Anything that hits the chain-link fence on the fly is gone. Sometimes, I would say more often than not, they bounce back into the field of play. But Aron's just wedged in there between the padded wall and the chain-link fence, and he lines this one into center. So Escobar is 2 for 2. As he singles back through the middle, and he'll take first with one out. He's got 13 Jersey Shore stolen bases, so he can run himself. Had 10 with Clearwater earlier this year. So he's got 23 steals and 15 homers between low A and high A here in 2024. Philly's number 4 prospect per MLB pipeline. Here's Devin Saltamon. Escobar leads off first, not going. Fastball outside, 1-0, no strikes. 1-0, Blue Claws, they bat in the bottom of the third. Tonight in Clearwater, Gage Wood was supposed to make his professional debut, the Phillies' first round pick last year, but it was rained out, so perhaps tomorrow. And that one rolled foul down third by Saltamon, 1-0, one strike, with Clearwater having clinched a playoff spot yesterday. That game was canceled, but they'll play again at 6:30 tomorrow. Threshers and the Tampa Tarpons at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. The other game of note that will follow for you is in the Sally League, or one of the other games of note will follow is in the Sally League, Greensboro and Hudson Valley. There's the 1-1. Runner goes pitch high from a knee. Paroles in a second on one hop, not in time. Stolen base for Escobar. is his 14th with Jersey Shore. So he's got two hits, a homer, and a steal already, filling up the box score. And here's Saltabaugh now with a two-ball, one-strike count. And that Hudson Valley game, Tony, they have a 1-0 lead going to the top of the third inning up in Wappingers Falls. If Hudson Valley wins, they stay alive. Here's a fly ball towards left center by Saltabaugh. On the run, Cuevas, he won't get it, base hit. Escobar had to wait to make sure that ball drops. He's going to run anyway, right through the sign. They throw the plate, and he dives in head first. Escobar scores, Saltabaugh goes to second on the throw, and Jersey Shore has a 2-0 lead.
I caught it, Greg. Escobar had to hold up because that ball hung up there for a little while in left center field. And then once he turned on the afterburners, it just kept on going. And he made it rather easily, as it turns out.
Yeah, I thought they were going to stop him. I thought Bull wasn't waving him. Yeah, I thought he had it.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just said, I'm going anyway. So Jersey Shore, a 2-0 lead, four hits already for the Claws. Saltabaugh gets his 22nd RBI. Here is Spikerman, who takes outside. And the count on John is one ball and no strikes. Spikerman reached on an E4 his first time up and then went to second base on a pass ball. And ended up stranded there. Here's the 1-0, and he grounds it to second. Saltabaugh goes to third as Roselli fields and throws over to get Spikerman. So that's the second out of the inning. And the batter is Avery Owusu-Asadi with a runner at third and one away. So that Hudson Valley game, Tony, they scored one run in the first inning and then in the... one run in the second inning on an RBI single by Camden Troyer. And now they go to the top of the third. So if Hudson Valley wins, they stay alive. And they would still need, even if they win today, they would still need to win the last two games. Here's Owusu-Asadi, who takes low, one ball, no strikes, to beat Greensboro. Greensboro needs one win in the final three to win the pennant. Greensboro had an agonizing defeat in the first half. They went 45-20, which would win a half in Sally League or any A-ball league where they play a 66-game
just
half.
About other league.
99% of the time, they caught the 1%. Popped up foul by Owusu-Asadi to the right. It's had a play. And the count 1-1.
I'm going to say just about any league in America.
Yeah, and it was Brooklyn who knocked them off. Brooklyn went 46-20 and had two comebacks in the eighth inning or later with the final 4 days of the first hit. 1-1 on Avery. Big right-handed batter from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and here's the 1-1, and he lifts it foul, first base side, out of play, and it's 1-2. One of two big Packer fans on the team, along with Kenosha, Wisconsin's Reese Dutton.
So no doubt they were anti-tush push.
Here's the 1-2, and that's outside. And the count, two balls and two strikes on Owusu-Asadi. Nice ovation from the crowd. I think that ball rolled down off the roof, and the fan caught it off the deflection. So 2-2 with the runner at third. 2-0 Jersey Shore, bottom of the third. And Joel Diaz's changeup is high and tight to Owusu-Asadi. And the count is full now at three balls and two strikes. Eric Ritchie, who is from Telford, Pennsylvania, outside of Philly, came to the ballpark yesterday wearing an A.J. Brown jersey.
There you go.
There's the 3-2, and that's low ball four. Owusu-Asadi draws a walk, a rare walk allowed by Diaz. Only his 22nd walk in 105 innings this year. First and third, two down for Farquhar. And Cody Shojinaga, Tony, came yesterday wearing a Travis Kelce jersey.
Look at that.
From Hawaii, but of course he played collegiately at the University of Kansas.
Tony Graham is wearing his Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl hat.
So here's Trent Farquhar, first and third for Jersey Shore with two men down here in the bottom of the third inning. Already a 2-0 lead. Escobar a home run and Saldivar an RBI single. Escobar has scored both. of Jersey Shore's runs tonight. And the first pitch to Farquhar outside, and it's 1-0. Blue Claws have one stolen base. That was earlier this inning. Escobar taking second. And the Blue Claws now at 48 in the last 16 games. Avery Owusu-Asedu has been a big part of that stretch. 13 since the All-Star break for him. He's not going. And Farquhar lines one the other way into left field. Back on a Musquera toward the track. Reaching up. Makes the catch a couple of feet in front of the warning track. And then retires the side. The Blue Claws do add one run. They do it on two hits. There were no errors. And two men left on. So we played three. And the Blue Claws have a 2-0 lead. Back with a fourth. Maui Sports Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
Top of the fourth inning, Blue Claws up 2-0, and here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Former St. Joseph's University Hawk Luke Gabrish ready to face 3, 4, and 5 in the order for Brooklyn as we begin this top of the fourth inning. Matt Riddick standing in from the left side, and Gabrish deals, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. It's no balls and one strike. Of a couple of friends and family shout-outs to do tonight, including Luke. Now, most of his friends and family might be here, but we'll do it anyway. And it's 1-1 now on Riddick. It'll be followed by Cuevas and then John Bay. Here's the 1-1 swung on pop foul off to the left. So a lot of rooters for Luke here tonight. We think they're here. If they're not, I'm sure they're following on the stream. Wife, Abby, mom, Susan, dad, Gary, either here or watching one place or another. Here's the next delivery, and that fastball is outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Riddick. It's just his second game. He's on a rehab assignment. Spent all of last year with Binghamton. Pops a foul back up this way, and there might be a play for Disson as the ball hangs near the field of play than I thought, and he stays with it for the out, and that's one gone here in the top of the fourth inning. So there's more to the Gabrish rooting section. We have three sisters who could be here, Lexi, Lucy, and Alina. How about that? And their hometowns, of course, all of them, Wilmington, Delaware, though some might be here tonight. Jairo Cuevas, cleanup batter for Brooklyn, takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And the pitch home is a fastball strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Blue Claws. 0-2-1 for Brooklyn. 1 out, nobody on top of the fourth. As Gabrish to the plate, that fastball crackles over. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Cuevas. This is his 29th game this year with Brooklyn, 21 years old. been a pro since 2021. Count two balls and two strikes on him. 198, no homers, 12 runs batted in thus far with Brooklyn for Cuevas. And the pitch to the plate, swung on line over Escobar into right center field for a base hit. And quickly over the field it is Spikerman. And holding on at first is Cuevas with the third hit of the night now for Brooklyn. Brings the tying run to the plate in John Bay. Bay out of Austin Peay University. Popped up his first time up. Austin Peay may be better known for its former great basketball player. There's the pitch to Bay. That's wild all the way back to the screen and on down to second goes Cuevas. So that would be Fly Williams. Was one of the top scorers in the NCAA, a legend out of Brooklyn. And really put Austin Peay on the basketball map when he was there. Saw him play, Greg, in I think the Eastern Basketball League at one point. There's the pitch home, high fastball. Used to be a couple teams that played at Asbury Park Convention Hall.
How far back are we going here?
We're going fairly far back. The count is 2-0 on Bay, and now time is called.
Yeah, played at Austin Peay from 1972 to 1974.
That's how far back we're going.
Yeah.
And the stretch, the 2-0, is low and outside, and it's 3-0 on Bay. 24-year-old. It's his first professional season. His ninth game. He's currently 3-for-26 with Brooklyn. Cuevas dancing off second, and the pitch is a called strike. And it's 3-1 on Bay. Brooklyn 25-38, but no matter, they're on their way to the postseason after that magnificent first half, 46-20. The 3-1 is on the inside corner, according to plate umpire J.C. Reed. And I don't think Bay was enamored with that call. He calls time and steps out. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at second, one out. Bay twirling the bat at the plate. Now cocks it over the right shoulder. The right-hander, Gabrish, throws behind the runner at second, and the ball skips into center field. And on to third goes Cuevas. Now, we've seen all the misadventures that have befallen Jersey Shore this week on pickoffs, and there's an error. Will that be on the pitcher? No?
Yes.
It is the pitcher, okay. Does that look like a ball that Escobar could have handled?
Yeah, I think probably because he had to reach back across or reach back to his left as he was running to his right.
Runner at third, the infield is in, and there's a chopper foul down the third baseline, and the count holds the three balls and two strikes. So Cuevas, who singled, went to second on a wild pitch, now at third after the errant pickoff attempt. Infield in all the way around for Jersey Shore. The stretch, the 3-2 pitch, low ball four. So the first major threat tonight for Brooklyn. Runners at the corners now with one out. They had a one-out double in the first inning. By Henriquez. And a one-out single in the second. By Collins. Gabrish tired all three hitters in the third. Speaking of Collins, here he is batting from the left side. The pitch to him. And that's a called strike at the knees. Nothing in one. Collins spoiled the Blue Claws' no-hit bid last night. Left-hand batter hit it the other way over the fence in left onto the berm. Quite a poke. The pitch to him, big swing and a miss, and it's no balls and two strikes. Only run, only hit of the game last night for Brooklyn as Jersey Shore prevailed 6-1. Bay at first, his ninth game, he's got two steals. He's been caught once. Runners at the corners with one out. 0-2 on the left-hand batting, Corey Collins. Gabrish, a long pause, and deals low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Fastball missing. Cuevas at third, Bay at first, one out, top of the fourth. Collins, a former Georgia Bulldog. Sixth-round pick in 2024. That one misses low and away. It's two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn threatening here in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at the corners, one away. And the 2-2 pitch, swinging a line drive the other way, down the left field line, foul. It's just above the bullpen in left against the netting. And the count holds at two balls and two strikes. Infield back in double play depth. Corners are in. Shortstop and second in double play depth. Won't matter. Line drive right field falls in. Base hit. One run is in. The trail runner hits for third. The throw not in time. An RBI single for Corey Collins. And Brooklyn is on the board. It's 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Cuevas scores. Bay makes it to third. One out. And here is Roselli. Nick Roselli. And now for the Blue Claws, Jordan Disson out to have a word with his pitcher. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Coca-Cola. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want and taste you love. Coca-Cola. Coming up later on, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you in the sixth inning. Greg mentioned the debut of Phillies 2025 first-round pick Gage Wood. Delayed. He was to start for Clearwater tonight. Delayed by at least one game. That contest tonight postponed. And presumably he'll be on the hill for Clearwater tomorrow. Right here we have runners at the corners with one out, bottom of the fourth. Jersey Shore leads it 2-1. Here is Nick Roselli in his 35th game with Brooklyn. And of the University of Binghamton, a former Bearcat. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. And it's no balls and one strike. He bounced into a 4-6 force play. His first at bat. Bay at third, Collins at first, one out. Roselli, left-hand batter waits. The stretch, long pause, and the pitch in there for a called strike, and it's nothing in two. Roselli has a walk-off home run this year for Brooklyn, one of several that the Cyclones have hit this season.
They have four.
Yeah.
They have 9 walk-off wins, 4 walk-off homers.
That's really quite astounding. They will not have a walk-off homer here tonight. First and third, one out, 0-2. Gabrish to Roselli, swinging a fly foul down the left field side, out of play.
Blue Claws have 2 walk-off homers in the last 5 seasons. You got him?
Yeah, we got Hediger, of course.
This year.
And I guess it's Reyes, right?
Yeah, the last home game in 2023.
Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. Big K for Gabrish. That's just his first strikeout. Comes at an opportune time for Luke. 2 outs, and here is Diego Mosquera. in the 63rd game this year with Brooklyn, one of the few right-hand hitters in the lineup tonight for the Cyclones. Runners at first and third, two outs now. Infield drops back to normal depth. And the pitch to Mascara, swinging a bullet foul, third base side. Mascara grounded out to first, unassisted his earlier at bat. 63rd game for Mascara. Runners at the corners, two down. The pitch, breaking ball, inside runner at first takes off and walks to second. Nobody bothers to keep tabs there on Collins, who swipes his fourth base of the season. So Collins at second, Bay at third. Two outs. The pitch, swing, a little topper toward first. Vredenburg, foot race to the bag, wins it, and the side is retired. So Gabrysch pitches out of further damage. One run on two hits. There was an error and a couple left. We go to the bottom of the fourth in Shoretown. And the Blue Claws lead at 2-1 on MILB-TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone. No cap. Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino. Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Shoretown. And the Blue Claws lead it 2-1. Yoel Diaz back on the rubber. The 21-year-old Dominican in his fifth professional season, coming in tonight 5-4, 3.69 earned run average. The league getting 253 against him, and he yielded his ninth home run tonight. Jose Colmenares swings and fouls it off. And it's nothing in one. It'll be Jose. Big V, Brock Vredenburg, and Jordan Disson for Jersey Shore here in the bottom of inning number four. There's a high pop fly in the shallow left. Loping under it is Mascara, and he stays with it. And that's one up and one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Diaz is on a bit of a roll here. He became just the second Brooklyn pitcher to work seven full innings in 2025. That was last Friday night. He blew past the previous career high of his personal best of 5.2 innings. There's a line drive down the right field line. That's a base hit for Vredenburg. Heading toward the corner. Big V on his way to second. The throw will be cut off. And it's a double for Brock Vredenburg with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He stung it. Former Miami Marlins third rounder a couple of years ago. He stands at second now with one out. And here's Jordan Disson. He grounded into a inning-ending force play back in the second. Disson appearing in his 47th game for Jersey Shore. had a stint with Reading earlier this season. As Vredenburg at second with one out. Jordan looking for his 14th run batted in. Diaz ready to go, and here's a swing and a high pop-up on the right side. First baseman waiting, and Collins takes care of it. That's two down. That'll bring up Dante Norrie, who is 0 for 2 tonight. Norrie 12 for 36 now with Jersey Shore, and 11 hits in his debut week. Last week in Aberdeen, got his first here at short, his first base hit here at Shoretown. Last night it was a double. So he's number six prospect, first round pick a year ago. The pitch to him, swing of the ball blooped in the right field, but it's hanging up, and the right fielder Bay is there, makes the play, and the side is retired. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the fifth. It's 2-1. Blue Claws on MILB TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Gray. I'm going to go to the top of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. Blue Claws out in front, 2-1. Going to give a shout out this inning to A.J. Wilson's folks. He pitched last night, part of that gem, the one-hit gem. Talked to him a little bit before the ball game. And Luke Gabrish begins the top of the fifth and deals a called strike to the number nine hitter here in Vincent Perozzo. Luke in line for his second Jersey Shore victory if here's a bouncing ball to first. Vredenburg has it, and he'll make the play by himself, and that's one down here in the top of the fifth inning. Luke would get that win. It completes this inning with the lead, and the Blue Claws do hold on. Picked up five wins with Clearwater earlier this season. So again, A.J. Wilson from Point Mountain, North Carolina, 2024, population 1,430. And we're going to mention three of them right now. The hitter is Vargas. He is the leadoff hitter in the lineup. Left-hand batter. And the pitch home is a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike to Vargas. So A.J. wanted to be sure to say hello to his mom, Ann, his dad, Nick, and his brothers, Drew and Alec. There's a bouncing ball. Right at first, Vredenburg has it. Has to feed Gabrish. They combine on the 3-1 put out. And that's two gone. So that's, let's see. Mom, Ann, dad, Nick, brothers, Drew, and Alec. That's four. 1,430. And then there's girlfriend Shana, and she is watching tonight, presumably from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm sure she was watching last night when AJ pitched. Thought, though, that some of his folks might be watching tonight as well. And of course, we're glad to have them aboard. Two outs, nobody on for Henriquez. And the count is one ball and one strike.
Tony, here's, I'm going to shout out to Brock Vredenburg, who's okay. fielded six ground balls already in this game. He's been very busy.
And the pitch home is lined in the right field. That's a base hit. And Henriquez is aboard as a tying run with two outs in the top of the fifth inning.
So we'll see if they give Gabrus a chance to get through the sixth, assuming he gets Rudick here. That was his 68th pitch of the night, line for the base hit. But really, except for the fourth inning, he really hasn't been in any serious trouble.
Henriquez, the base runner, two outs, top of the fifth. And the pitch home is outside, ball one, to Matt Rudick.
78 innings on the year for Luke. A good start in his first full professional season.
And that next one misses for a ball.
And, you know, he set up, Tony, likely to open next year right back here.
Sure, yeah.
Ryan Dromboski as well. And, you know, several others on this current roster. So, you know, don't be surprised if Luke's in that opening day rotation in the spring.
Henriquez with a count of 2-0 takes. I'm sorry. This is Rudick. Henriquez, the base runner. Rudick takes outside ball three. Henriquez looking at his stolen base numbers. And this is only his sixth game. He's got one stolen base this year. 61, though, in his career. Fastball outside. He won't have to steal second. He'll trot down there as Rudick walks with two away here in the top of the fifth. And Henriquez goes to second. Here is Cuevas, the left-hand batting cleanup hitter. And action begins in the Jersey Shore bullpen. Gabrus is going to get a chance here to get the final out, at least in the top of the fifth with the lead. Cuevas grounded out and singled and scored last inning. Henriquez at second, Rudick at first, two out. Jersey Shore leads it 2-1. The pitch to the plate inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Henriquez single. Rudick walk. They're the base runners. Gabrus disposed of the first two hitters easily in this inning. Cuevas, left-hand hitter, the pitch. And there's a called strike. It's one ball and one strike. Outfield pretty much straight away, though, in left field, Nori shaded more to left center. A lot of room down the line for Cuevas in that direction. The pitch swing and a miss, breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Escobar at second playing over in the hole. Colmenares up the middle. A lot of room on the left side between short and third. Cuevas has hit it on the right side previous at bats. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing, fly ball, left field. Nori fading back to the track. Appears to have room. Leaning up against the wall. Reels it in. He just had enough room. And he makes the catch for the final out. No runs, one hit. No errors and two left. Get to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. It's 2-1, Blue Claws on MILB TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide
and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
I go to the bottom of the fifth here in Shoretown. UL Diaz back on the hill for Brooklyn. Blue Claws lead it 2-1. They'll continue to face UL Diaz, the right-hander. Recently named a South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week. And he tossed a career-high 7 innings and one-hit shutout ball. Back on August 22nd at Aberdeen. Faces Aruan Escobar and misses for a ball 1-0. Big night so far for the Phillies' number 5 prospect. A home run in the first inning, his fourth of the year. Single, stole a base in the third. The pitch to him, big swing on a miss. It's 1-1 on Escobar. And he scored as well. The second Blue Claws run of the game. Here's the pitch. High fastball. It's 2-1. And 1-1 with Jersey Shore at 264 with those 4 home runs, and he has driven in 19. Aggressive hitter with power to all fields. Here's the 2-1. He waves and misses. He went, and it's 2-2 on Escobar. A run stockily built, 5'10", 180. Right-hand hitter. 2-2. And the pitch. Fastball outside. And it's 3-2 on Escobar. Leading off the bottom of the fifth. Blue Claws out in front, 2-1. Diaz. Wheels and deals, 3-2. High and away, ball 4. And Escobar has reached all 3 times tonight. We'll see if he tries to take off. Stole his 14th base and scored back in the third inning. So a home run, a single, and a walk for Aron. Here's Devin Saltabaugh. And he singled home Escobar back in the third for his 22nd run batted in of the season. And the pitch to Saltabaugh, the runner goes, fouled away to the right side. Blue Claws have a left-hander warming up, so Luke Gabrish's night is complete. And as we said, he is in line for the victory if the Blue Claws can hold on. Blue Claws seeking a 4th straight win in this series and 5th in a row. Escobar not going on this one. Line drive hit in the left center field. Escobar will stop at second. And the Blue Claws have 2 aboard now. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Trying to expand a 2-1 lead. Here is Phillies number 21 prospect, John Spikerman. He is safe on an error and grounded out.
Escobar and Saltabaugh, Tony, have now been on base in 5 of their 6 combined plate appearances today.
Well, that's what you want to see at the top of the order. They are the number 2 and 3 hitters. Here's Spikerman now, the cleanup batter. Switch hitter from the left side. Diaz pitch, high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Spikerman appearing in his 23rd game. And now at 218, no homers and 6 runs batted in for the former Oklahoma Sooner. Escobar and Saltabaugh, good speed on the bases. Here's the pitch. He takes outside. It's 2-0. No action in the Brooklyn pen. A couple of pitchers standing up, but nobody throwing. Two on, none out. Jersey Shore threatening bottom of the fifth. In front, 2-1. Diaz ready to go. The pitch is high, ball three. This is his one, two, three, four, fourth appearance versus Jersey Shore this season as a starter and a reliever. Diaz's resume comes home. 3-1 is right there. He is 0-1 with three no decisions. He has given up a home run this year to Zach Arnold, who is not in the lineup tonight for Jersey Shore. Escobar at second, Saldivar at first, one out. Nobody out, 3-1. And turning and chasing Escobar back to second is Diaz. Disengagement, and now he's ready to go. 3-1 on Spikerman. Switch hitter batting left. Escobar at second, Saldivar at first, nobody out. The stretch, the 3-1. Inside, ball four, he walked it.
Well, Diaz, who had only walked 21 batters in over 100 innings this year, has walked three in four innings plus tonight. And Jersey Shore can blow it wide open right here.
And this will prompt a visit from pitching coach Jordan Krause to discuss things now with the Dominican right-hander. Now the right-hander now begins to throw in earnest in the Brooklyn pen. Jersey Shore 28-13 since the All-Star break, trying to enhance that record. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Chick-fil-A. With Chick-fil-A, friends and family tickets, you get four Blue Claws tickets. Better do it quick. Only two more left after tonight. Chick-fil-A. Great place.
And there are many times. Four Blue Claws tickets, four Blue Claws caps, and four meal vouchers.
That's right. Here is Avery Owusu-Aceto. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball, nothing and one on AOA, who has struck out and walked. On the season, 250. The Jersey Shore, two homers, 20 runs batted in. Does have 17 home runs overall in his career. Outside for a ball. 1-1. Ninth round pick of the Phillies in 2023 out of Southern Illinois. Bases filled with Blue Claws. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. The stretch. 1-1 pitch. Swing, line drive, speared and short, leaping. And pulling it in as Vargas takes a base hit away from AOA.
So that was off the bat, looked like a base hit. All three base runners read it well enough,
they
though.
Did, yeah.
And none of them broke for home. So after Vargas jumped up and made a great play, that was the only out that Brooklyn got.
Yeah, great leaping catch by Vargas. Here's Trent Farquhar now, bases loaded, one away. And Diaz deals, fastball high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Blue Claws, two runs, six hits, an error. Brooklyn, one run, five hits, one error. One out, bases loaded, bottom of the fifth. The stretch by Diaz. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop fly down the left field line, foul. That'll reach the seats. Now the count is one ball and one strike to partner the Michigan State tandem in the lineup tonight for Jersey Shore. The other being Big V, Brock Vredenburg. Here's Farquhar, 1-1, bases loaded. Infield in double play depth at short and second. That's low and outside. It's two balls and one strike to Trent. Team scheduled here tomorrow night, 7:35, and then 1:05 to wrap up the season on Sunday. Bases loaded. One out. Two balls and a strike on Farquhar. Here it is. Low ball three. Trent with 9 runs batted in to go along with his .232 batting average. No home runs in 29 games now for Jersey Shore this season. The stretch. Bases loaded. 3-1 pitch. Takes down the pike a strike, and the count is full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Infield back and double play depth there. Vargas at short and Roselli at second. A lot of room on the left side if Farquhar can poke it through there. The 3-2 pitch is outside. He walked in. Forces in a run. Escobar trots home. That's his third run he scored tonight. And run batted in for Farquhar, and the Blue Claws lead it 3-1 now. And that is going to be the last batter that Diaz will face. Manager Gilbert Gomez heading out.
So, Tony, coming into the day, Diaz had only walked 3 or more batters once all season. He walked 3 in 2 innings at Asheville on May 11th. And he walks 4 batters here tonight in 4 1/3 innings.
Good patience by the Blue Claws. Has something to do with that, but yeah, that is an anomaly for Diaz, who's usually right around the plate. Former South Atlantic League, easy for me to say, pitcher of the week earlier this season. So we'll check out. This looks like number 38, Hunter Hodges, will come in now for Brooklyn. So you ask, what do we know about Hodges? Well, let's see what we know about him.
Wilmington, Rita. North Carolina native. He's 22 years old. He'll be 23 on October 3rd. Signed as a non-drafted free agent last year.
Out of Texas Christian.
So he's going to be pretty happy with the way his alma mater dispatched Bill Belichick right on Monday.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Escobar scored all 3 runs tonight, by the way, for the Blue Claws. And if you're wondering, on 2 occasions this year has a Blue Claw scored 4 times. Most recently, Avery Owusu-Asedu back on July 27th against Wilmington. Hodges, 6 runs in 11 and a third innings, 9 hits, 12 walks, though, 16 strikeouts. Began the year with St. Lucie, where he pitched 29 times. And had an ERA of 2.37, 38 innings, 25 hits, but walked 28 and struck out 55. So overall this year, in 49 innings, he's walked 40 batters while striking out 71. And last pitched on Sunday against Hudson Valley, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in 2 innings.
And facing former Renegade Jose Colmenares, the pitch to the plate is a called strike in the outside corner, nothing and one.
Blue Claws, by the way, will go to the bullpen just to confirm that for the 6th inning. So Luke Gabrish in line for the win. Good outing for him. 5 innings, gives up just the 1 run.
3-1 Jersey Shore here. Bases loaded, 1 out, bottom of the 5th. Here it is. Low and outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. The league hitting .220 against Hodges over 11 in the 3rd innings thus far, with Brooklyn has not allowed a home run. He's only allowed 1 home run in his career. This is his 2nd professional season. Bases loaded, 1 away, the pitch. Swing and a pop up in the shallow left center. Shortstop peeling out, gives way to the center fielder, and Cuevas has it. And that's 2 away. Now the Blue Claws would hope to get out of this inning with more than just the 1 run, which is what they have on the board at the moment. They've parlayed 3 walks and a base hit into that run, and here's Big V with a chance to deliver a big blow here on the bottom of the 5th. Brock Weidenberg. And we have a
pitch clock violation
on Weidenberg. So the count is 0-1 before he steps into the box here. And the pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. As Michigan State teammate, when they were both with the Spartans, pushing a run across with the bases loaded walk here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 0-2 on Big V. And the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. So Hodges comes in, delivers three pitches, and ends the inning. Well, four pitches he got. Jose Colmenares to pop out. Nonetheless, one run does come across on one hit. No errors, and the Blue Claws leave them loaded. We go to the sixth. Jersey Shore leads it 3-1 on MLB TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone.
No cap.
Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino.
Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Every day, Rubio Armenta takes over for Jersey Shore. He's a left-hander from Mexico. It was the second pitcher of the night for the Blue Claws. Evidently, it won't be too long of an outing because they have another pitcher warming up already down the line in the pen. But Armenta comes on to face John Bay, Corey Collins, and Nick Griselli here in the top half of the sixth inning. 3-1 Blue Claws. The first pitch by Armenta is swung on and missed, and the count nothing and one. Luke Gabrish in line for the win. Five innings, one run. It was earned on five hits, two walks, and one strikeout. Armenta takes a deep breath and waits for Bay to step back in the box, making his 21st appearance with Jersey Shore this season. There's the 0-1 to Bay, and it's outside. So he began the year injured. He was with Clearwater, made a few rehab appearances. With the Blue Claws, though, he arrived in the second week of May at 20 2/3 innings, 16 hits, 8 earned runs. He's walked 17 and struck out 25. The left-hander had a changeup swing and a miss by John Bay. Now the count 1-2. He went on the IL a couple of weeks ago on August 20th and was reinstated by the Blue Claws earlier today. And the corresponding move was Sam Heifel, who pitched last night, placed on the development list. But of course, Sam's season ended yesterday when he threw six outstanding scoreless and hitless innings in his final start of the year, with the season ending on Sunday. And that went a little bit low. A changeup, misses, two balls and two strikes. Blue Claws, Tony, you hope they don't regret that bottom of the fifth.
Yeah.
When they left.
Big chance.
The bases loaded. They had the bases loaded and nobody out, only scored one run. And that came on a bases loaded walk to Trent Farquhar. Armenta out of the stretch. And with one on the pitch clock, deals check swing, and just getting a piece of it was Bay. So foul tip, and the count 2-2.
Out of town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. IOA insures businesses in our area. General liability, property, all sorts of good stuff.
Here's the 2-2. And check swing, and he went around for strike three. And that retires Bay for the first down.
For personal service, call, ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Insurance Office of America. Blue Claws couldn't get any more insurance when they got there in the bottom of the fifth. As Greg said, hope if you're rooting for the Blue Claws here, it doesn't come back to bite them.
Here's Corey Collins now. And Armenta from the stretch, breaking ball high, 1-0.
Phillies lead the Marlins 5-1, fifth inning in Florida. Max Kepler, Harrison Bader, Brandon Marsh, all home runs for the Phils tonight. The Mets lead in Cincinnati 5-4. That's in the sixth inning.
That's a huge series.
That's big, yeah, for both clubs, especially the Mets.
Fastball called, strike of the count, 1-1. Well, I mean, if the Mets are going to miss the playoffs, it's probably going to be Cincinnati that would come back. And
the Giants are closest now. Well, Cincinnati could deal them a blow for sure. I believe they're four games ahead of the Giants and five ahead of the Reds.
Yes, you are correct. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati has slipped. 1-1 on Collins. Out of Georgia. Line drive over first and just foul. Opposite of the book clause bullpen. Yes, no, Cincinnati, they've lost 7 of 10. And the Giants have won 9 out of 10.
So starting out with a Clearwater, which was canceled tonight. Gage Wood was scheduled to make his professional debut. The Phillies first-round pick here in 2025. But presumably he'll get that opportunity tomorrow.
1-2 on Collins. Lefty against the left-hander Armenta. And that one is slider low. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
But with that win last night, Clearwater clinching a playoff berth. And they will take on those Lakeland Flying Tigers, Detroit affiliate. Next week, Lakeland won both halves. And Clearwater by finishing second in the runner-up and wild card position.
No, 2-2 on Collins with one out and nobody on. Breaking ball hit him. So that one came up and in, hit him in the left, or excuse me, the right arm. And a hit batsman from Armenta, who's making his first appearance in 23 days.
Lehigh Valley is playing the Toledo Mudhens, the Detroit affiliate. That's a 5-2 Lehigh Valley lead. That's in the top of the seventh. Follows a completion of a suspended game, which Toledo won 16-3.
And that one cut on and missed. And the count, nothing and one on Nick Rosselli. He's the second baseman, left-handed batter, 0 for 2. So, Rosselli is the tying run, and he takes inside. He had a walk-off home run to beat Hudson Valley last Tuesday. His first and only home run with Brooklyn, hitting 143, 0 for 2 here tonight. Armenta out of the stretch, the 1-1. That's at the knees for a called strike.
Reading is at Hartford, and the Fighting Phils lead that 2-0 going to the bottom of the sixth inning against a Colorado affiliate, Aiden Miller's. One plate appearance, one base hit. He's walked a couple of times. His average up to 257 as it continues to climb.
He was named Phillies Minor League Player of the Month for the month of August. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way, and a ground ball to second. Escobar to his left field. It slings it back to second. That's all they get. And Escobar again moving left and throwing back the other way. 4-6, fielder's choice. And that's out number two. Collins out at second, and Rosselli aboard at first for Diego Mosquera.
Felix Reyes, 1-for-3 with an RBI, 336. Here's a guy, Greg, that you don't hear talked about at all outside of the Phillies internally. I was chatting about that with...
That'll do it, by the way, for Armenta. Here comes Greg Brodzinski. So they gave him just three batters. That was probably all he was allowed to throw here tonight. And the Blue Claws will make a Provident Bank call to the bullpen. Go ahead, Tony.
And so, again, chatting with Bull before the game out of the battery, as I said, you don't hear anything about him on Philadelphia Talk Radio. You never hear anything about him in the media. Not even any rumor that, you know, during trade season there that he might be involved in a deal. And Bull said internally, we know how good he is. And, so, you know, of course, he hit that walk-off home run here a couple of years ago to help the Blue Claws get into the postseason.
So it's funny. Wesley Moore, by the way, the new pitcher. 3-1 Blue Claws, top of the sixth. So last August, Aiden Miller won South Atlantic League Player of the Month.
Right.
But it was Philly Henry Mendez who won Philly's Minor League Player of the Month in August. This year it flipped. We're 8-1 Phillies Minor League Player of the Month for August. And it was one of his teammates last year, Henry Mendez. This year, Felix Reyes, that wins the League Player of the Month for the AA Eastern League.
You said Reyes at 336 right now. Dylan Campbell has a hit in the ball game. He is at 215. Leandro Pineda 0-for-1 with a walk. Bryson Weir 2-for-2 with a run scored. He's up to 269 now, having a good year at Reading. Caden Hettinger playing again this week for Reading after being promoted earlier this week. 1-for-2 with a ribby. And he's at 200 in only a couple of games thus far with Reading. Cade Fergus, a former Blue Claw, 0-for-2. And he is at 149. Weir has a double in that ball game. Reyes, by the way, knocked in his 57th run of the season in that game.
So Wesley Moore takes over his 25th appearance, 1-4 with a 5.10 ERA, 30 innings, 27 hits, 19 walks, and 27 strikeouts. Also made 8 appearances early in the year with AA Reading, began the season there, and a changeup is high to Diego Mosquera, 1-ball and no strike. So runner at first base, 2 out, we're in the 6th. Part of the bullpen was brought to you by Provident Bank. For more, visit provident.bank. For Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Wesley's been with the Blue Claws part of the last 3 seasons. 26 years old, fouled off to the right. And Tony, he turned 26 today. A couple of hours ago, perhaps.
Forgot to wish him happy birthday.
I did as well. Yeah. September 5th, 1999, born in Surrey, British Columbia. Wesley Moore. And a 1-1 on the way is swung on him and snuck a high fastball by him. Distant throws back at first behind the runner, Roselli, but he's in there, and it's 1-2.
Greg, in that Reading game, Griff McGarry, who has had a bit of an up-and-down year when he's been off. He's struggled when he's been on. He's been very good. Tonight he was on. I'll tell you how on in a minute.
Here's a liner back toward the middle and a base hit into center field. Down to second goes Roselli. He'll stop there, and it's a single for Mosquera. First and second with 2 men out, and here's Vincent Peroso, the catcher.
McGarry, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, lowering his ERA to 3.38. Former Blue Claw Aberson Castellano now on in relief as the Fighting Phils lead that ballgame 3-1. Over Hartford, 2-1, excuse me. Now Hartford just got on the board in the bottom of the 6th inning up in Connecticut.
Here's Peroso. He's the go-ahead run. Blue Claws lead it 3-1. Top of the 6th. Pitch by Moore. Hit him. Came inside and plunks him in the right upper arm. So that'll load the bases. Roselli to third. Mosquera to second. And Peroso to first. That's the second hit batter of the inning by Blue Claws pitchers. And Gilbert Gomez, the manager for the Cyclones, and one of their trainers, Brandon Harris, are going over to check on Vincent Peroso. Their other catcher is Ronald Hernandez. And hopefully Peroso is okay. But he got plunked with that Wesley Moore fastball.
Hartford just took the lead in that ball game. 3-2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. The out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. For personal service, call, ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900, 732-751-2900.
So I said that hit him in the upper arm. It must have hit him in the lower arm. That's what they were checking out. Hard to tell exactly if it was a hand, a finger, wrist, or a forearm, but either way, Barroso is okay. He'll go to first. And another lefty, Marco Vargas, is the batter. So a single, Tony, would tie the game. 3-1, Blue Claws. And the bases are loaded for the Cyclones. Vargas over 3 today. He's at 239 on the year. Homer and 42 runs batted in for the 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. More high set. And the lefty deals the 0-1. Change up, fly ball, right center. Long run, Spikerman and Saltamont. Who's got it? Spikerman there, the right fielder to make the grab. Out in front of the tractor, the boardwalk aims in. That retires the side. Maybe a tense moment or two as that ball flew through the air, but Spikerman runs it down. No runs, one hit, three left. Brooklyn's left seven on base in the last three innings. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Yeah, Jersey Shore has a 3-1 lead here on Valley Sports Live, LukeLaws.com, and MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Jordan Disson will lead off for the Blue Claws. Bottom of the sixth inning in Shoretown. Jersey Shore leads it 3-1. They're going for what would be their fifth straight win and seventh win in the last eight games. They're 28-13 since the break, and they lead it 3-1. Bottom of the sixth inning. Hunter Hodges, his first full inning work at the last two outs. Last inning, and he hits Disson, who goes down to the ground. Ball hit him. It looked like in the lower back, and Jordan not overly enthused with that, but he'll go to first base. And one pitch into the inning, Disson went down. Vincent Barroso and Disson exchanging pleasant words, nothing loud or anything. They patted each other on the chest, catcher to catcher, and Jordan jogs to first. So Disson aboard after the hit, batsman. Blue Claws did hit two batters in the top of the last inning. And now here's Dante Norrie. Jersey Shore will go to the bullpen again and bring in their third reliever of the game in the seventh, all of which have been lefties. And the fastball chopped to short by Norrie. Vargas is there and he missed it. It glances off his glove as he tried to scoop it up with a swipe pickup. And that'll be an E6 on Vargas. Second error for Brooklyn. The Blue Claws have two on and nobody out. Vargas did the same thing earlier in the week for an error. No, check it. I'm sorry. That was Houck who did the same thing at shortstop yesterday. Instead of getting his body in front of it, he just tried to swipe pick it at his left foot. So Houck made one error the same way Vargas makes one here, and the Blue Claws are in business. Here's Escobar, and all he's done tonight is hit a home run, single, steal a base, walk, and score all three Jersey Shore runs. Well, can the Blue Claws tack onto this lead here? Escobar steps in, the 20-year-old of Venezuela. And the first pitch is grounded to short. Right to Vargas. Fields this one. Goes to second one. And a relay to first by Roselli's in time. Double play. 6-4-3. Vargas had no trouble with that one. Two away. Norrie's out. Escobar's out. And Disson ends up in third. So now Saldivan, who has two hits, including an RBI single in the third inning, is coming up for Jersey Shore. Trying to tack onto this two-run lead. The Blue Claws have left seven men on base so far through their five turns at bat. And Brooklyn has already left nine men on base through six turns at bat. And Saltabon takes a slider and misses low. It's one ball to no strikes.
Well, Blue Claws had a chance to blow it open last inning. Did not.
Yeah, they had the bases loaded, nobody out, and only got one run.
And they had an opportunity so far.
One and oh, that's in there for a called strike. 1-1.
And 2-1, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Now running in third with two away.
John Spikerman would be next. Hodges out of the stretch and deals. That's outside, knocked out of the backhand by Perozzo. And it's 2-1 on Saltabon. Gorgeous night here in Lakewood. Wind blowing out towards left field. It was 80 degrees at first pitch. Now in the mid-70s. Right over the third. Claws up 3-1. Hodges deals high. And that's ball three. In the Greensboro Hudson Valley game, Tony. Hudson Valley needs a win to stay alive. And they need to win the last three games of this series with Greensboro to make the playoffs, or Greensboro will. High pop by Saltabon behind the plate. Perozzo tosses away the mask. He's there and makes the catch. Well, we'll make you wait and come back. In the sixth, no runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left. We go to the seventh. Claws leading it 3-1. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up. New pitcher for Jersey Shore's left-hander, Eric Ritchie. He's the fourth pitcher of the day, third reliever. All three relievers have been left-handed, but that's okay. The Blue Claws are still well-stocked for the later innings. They have seven left-handed relievers on their active roster after Armenta was reinstated from the injury list earlier today. So Armenta, he went two-thirds of an inning, faced three batters, no runs, no hits, one strikeout and one hit batsman. Wesley Moore faced three batters, hit one, gave up a single, and got an out. So he goes a third of an inning, no runs on one hit, no walks, no strikeouts, and one hit batsman. So here's Richie, who grew up outside of Philadelphia, went to East Carolina, and here's Enriquez, who takes it outside, and it's one ball, no strikes. Jonathan Enriquez is 2-for-3. He has two of the six Cyclones hits in the game. Richie has thrown 4 1/3 innings with Jersey Shore. One hit, no runs, one walk, seven strikeouts. He's been very good. And that one misses outside. Earned a win at Aberdeen back on August 29th and threw a scoreless inning in the first game of this series back on Tuesday. Claws up 3-1, top half of the seventh. And Richie from the belt. There's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. So, Tony, in that Greensboro-Hudson Valley game, as we said, Hudson Valley needs to win tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. If they win all three, they would win the pennant. Yeah, I mean, they would actually, if they did it, they would take 5 out of 6. That's what they needed to do coming into the week. And Richie misses side outside, 3 balls and a strike. Hudson Valley scored early. They scored again in the sixth. They had 2 out, nobody on, get a walk and 2 singles. And they now have a 2-0 lead, batting in the bottom of the seventh inning against Greensboro. So that series could get to Saturday with both teams still alive for a playoff spot. And Richie misses outside. Now, what he wanted to do, walk the leadoff batter in a 2-run game here in the seventh. So Enriquez is aboard, and here's Matt Rudick, a designated hitter. Richie began the year with Clearwater, the postseason-bound Threshers, who clinched the playoff spot with a win last night. Richie 3-1 in 21 games there, had an ERA of just over 8, 25 walks, 35 hits, and 29 innings for the Southpaw. 19th round pick of the Phillies last year out of East Carolina. Here's Matt Rudick. Runner goes a huge jump. Fastball high distance. Fires as quickly as he can a second, but no chance. Well, Enriquez easily swipes the bag. That was all on Richie. Runner at second base and nobody else. And a 1-ball, no-strike count on Rudick. He must have taken 2 steps before Richie picked up his leg. Blue Claws lead it 3-1. They've led the whole way. Escobar home run in the first inning. And that one is high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Now, Richie hasn't had any problems with walks with the Blue Claws, but only 3 games. He walked 25 batters in 29 innings with Clearwater. And already here he's thrown 7 pitches and 1 strike. 2-0 on Rudick. Outside ball 3. And the count is 3 balls and no strikes.
Well, maybe if we do a friends and family shout-out for him here, increase the comfort level a little bit. We'll do that in a second.
I imagine Rudick will be taking here. He's on a rehab assignment from AA Binghamton, taking all the way right down the middle, 3-1.
Eric wants to say hi to his mom, Joan, up there in Souderton, PA, not far from Philadelphia, and a brother, Connor. He went to East Carolina University, didn't play sports there, but that's where Eric went to school.
And that one is a strike. Rudick thought it was high, I think, but it was certainly in the strike zone on the TrackMan, the Hawkeye radar. Looklaws have a righty up now in the pen. 3-2 with the runner at second. 3-1 Claws, top of the seventh. Nobody out. And the pitch is a curveball. Got him, looking strike 3. It looked good. J.C. Reed waited a second, but he rings up Rudick, and that's out number 1. A huge strikeout for Richie, who fell behind in the count 3-0, and he comes back to get Rudick for the first out.
Yes, what a drama on that called third strike there by J.C. Reed.
Here's Jairo Cuevas. He is the center fielder, 1 hit in 3 trips. And another left-handed batter takes in there for a called strike. 7:05 tomorrow night, Ryan Dromboski. And then 1:05 on Sunday. That'll be a bullpen game for both teams. 0-1 on Cuevas. Time called and granted at the very last minute by J.C. Reed, the home plate umpire. No, it's still 0-1 on Jairo Cuevas.
Richie pitched the final 2 innings for Clearwater in their August 15th no-hitter against Lakeland.
And the 0-1 is a curveball inside. Tony, you know who Cuevas' uncle is?
I do not.
You'll know the name when I say it. He played for both the Mets and the Phillies, among a few other teams. 1-1 on Cuevas. And he hits a bouncer towards short. Back in by Colmenares. Throws to third, and they apply the tag. In time, they got him. Heads up play by Jose Colmenares. Throws to Farquhar, and they tag out Enriquez for out number 2.
So 6-5
fielder's choice.
Good
and the second out.
Played by Jose. Might have been a tough.
I was a little surprised he did it.
It might have been a tough play, though, to get the runner at first, but he was very direct. He was very confident, went quickly to third, and got the out. But, yeah, it was a little surprising.
If you're going to make that throw, though, you better get it. Yeah. And they did. Here's John Bay, especially because that's not the tying run. Thrown at first by Richie, and diving back in is Cuevas. So, hey, Cuevas is Uncle Tony Juan Samuel.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Played for the Phillies in the 80s, and then played a couple of years with the Mets. Bounced around. Played for about six organizations. Here's Bay, another throw to first by Richie. This one, he's thrown away. Hits off the tarp behind first base. Cuevas races to second. Slides in without a throw. So that's another error on an errant pickoff throw. The Blue Claws have five such errors in this series. Three by Reese Dutton in one inning on Tuesday. And they have two in this game. Gabrish had one earlier, and now Richie. So the other thing, Tony, that's his second disengagement. So huge lead. Runner bolts for third. Disson fires down, not in time. And again, that's all on Richie. Cuevas, a huge jump. Richie couldn't do anything because he had already thrown over twice. So if he had thrown over or stepped off, you have to get the runner out, or it would be a balk. So the runners are more aggressive, and he went the third. Breaking ball outside. It's one ball and one strike on John Bay. The 3-1 Jersey Shore. Brooklyn threatening, though, yet again. The Cyclones have already left nine men on base in this game. And the 1-1. Curveball popped him up into center. Right there, Saldivar drifts in a couple of steps, waits for it, and puts it away to retire the side. Another runner left on base for Brooklyn. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left at third. Seventh inning stretch time in Shortstown, and the Claws leading the game 3-1 on Valley Sports Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone.
No cap.
Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino.
Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Seventh inning stretch in Shortstown. The Blue Claws a 3-1 lead over Brooklyn. Jersey Shore looks for what would be their fifth consecutive win and fourth straight to start this series. Blue Claws trying to finish up with a series sweep of the Cyclones, which would at least get them to 500 on the year, 64-64 with three more wins. John Spikerman leading off, 3-1 Claws, bottom seven. First pitch by Hodges is bounced to first. Handle letter high by Collins, and he touches up ahead of Spikerman. Three unassisted, one away. Seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Jack Physical Therapy. Your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services with over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. Jack Physical Therapy, fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagpt.com. Here's Avery Owusu with Sadu, and that one sails high back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. Owusu with Sadu is 0 for 2 with a walk. Struck out, walked, and lined the short. And that one is a little bit low. And it's 2-0. If you're just joining us, Aaron Escobar has scored all three Blue Claws runs. Homered in the first, singled and scored on Saltamont's base hit in the third, walked and scored on Farquhar's bases loaded walk in the fifth. 2-0 on Owusu-Asedu with Farquhar on deck, and then Jose Colmenares. Hunter Hodges came on to get the last two outs of the fifth, and still in there for the Cyclones. Breaking ball, inside out, blooper foul. Into the seats on the first base side. Oh, nice catch. Fant brought a glove and made the grab. Nicely done. And banana ball, Tony. I got Tony with that one. In banana ball, Avery would be out. But this isn't banana ball. This is baseball, so let him stay in there, and he takes ball three. No, 3-1 now on Owusu-Asedu. And Hodges deals, and that's outside ball four. So, a one-out base runner for Jersey Shore here in the seventh. That's the fifth walk allowed by Cyclones pitching today. First by Hodges, Diaz walked. Brooklyn is 1-for-10. The Blue Claws are 1-for-11 in this game with runners in scoring position.
So goodness gracious.
It's 3-1, but it could easily be, you know, a 6-5 game right now. Here's Farquhar, who takes outside, one ball and no strikes.
Owusu Asedu with 16 steals for Jersey Shore. He's been caught three times. He's over 50 in his three-year minor league career.
And he's going. Pitches. Chop foul behind home plate. And it's 1-1. Tony, Hudson Valley added a run in the bottom of the seventh. And threw a scoreless eighth. So they're three outs away from forcing the series to the weekend. They're going to play him anyway, but still alive going into the weekend.
That would be cool if it went to the final day.
Yeah. They're at 2 o'clock on Sunday. We're at 1 o'clock. There's the 1-1, the Farquhar. And the pitch is outside. It's two balls and one strike. Hudson Valley went in this weekend against Greensboro, needing to win 5 of 6 against the Grasshoppers to make the postseason. Hudson Valley won on Tuesday, Greensboro on Wednesday. Hudson Valley Thursday, and they're three outs away from a Friday win. And Farquhar ticks inside under the hands, and it's three balls and one strike. Pretty wild. I mean, Greensboro went 45-20 the first half and lost out to Brooklyn by a half game. Brooklyn went 46-20. 3-1, runner goes, pitch a strike, throw to second, it's low, scoots into center. Owusu-Asedu safe, gets up and stays put. Cuevas, the center fielder, throws behind him and he's in standing. So Avery gets his 17th. Blue Claw stolen base, and he's in scoring position with one away for Farquhar.
So, if Greensboro does not win another game this week and fails to qualify for the postseason, they would have racked up 87 wins on the year and have no postseason to show for it.
Blue Claws had the best record in the Savvy League in 2008 and didn't make it. They were 80-60. Curveball is on the outside corner. Strike three. Farquhar thought for sure it was outside. It was dropped by the catcher, Peroso, who tags him out. So Farquhar down looking, and that's out number two. Second strikeout for Hodges. If Trent could challenge that, Tony, he would have lost.
He would have lost.
It was in there. The whole ball, in fact, in the zone. So he's punched out. And two away. Here's Jose Colmenares. So the Blue Claws are now 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And the pitch by Hodges is dribbled up third, fell. The Blue Claws will go to the bullpen again, and guess what? It'll be a lefty. It'll be their fourth reliever of the game, all left-handers. And it looks like Danny Wilkinson is coming on.
And I have a friends and family shout-out for Danny. His friends and family might be here.
Might be here, yeah. They were here. He pitched on Tuesday an inning, and I saw from up here, I saw at least one Wilkinson jersey. Oh, and one on Jose Colmenares, who had a big game earlier in the week. That one outside, it gets by Perozo and skips back to the screen. Down to second, or rather third, Owusu is Seydou, and he'll stop there. That'll be a wild pitch on the right-hander Hunter Hodges. Runner at third, two away.
2008 Blue Claws team led by then number one prospect in baseball, Dominic Brown. That's the year I took over for Gerald Alesi as the beat writer for the Asbury Park Press. That was a heck of a team. Michael Taylor, not Michael A. Taylor, Michael Taylor, big slugger in that ball club.
The thing is, though, that, I mean, that
Nate
team.
Durant, go ahead.
They had a 571 winning percentage. Greensboro would have a winning percentage of something like 690. Here's the 1-1. That's outside, backhanded by Perozo. Two balls and one strike.
And the right-hander, I think his name is Jared Simon, had a
bunch of saves. Yeah. Side armor?
Yeah, side armor, right.
Yeah, that was – so I was here before that and then after that. But that was the 1 year I wasn't here for. I was here 07, and then I came back in 09. 2-1 on Jose Colmenares. Here's the pitch. Swing at him. It's a little slider there from Hodges in the count 2-2. Hodges did a nice job. If he can get – Colmenares here, that would be 2 2/3 scoreless innings for him. And time is called. Jose on Wednesday had a two-run triple and then an RBI double in the ninth inning that tied the game. And the Blue Claws would go on to win it on a wild pitch in the bottom of the 10th. 2-2 on Colmenares. Here's the pitch. And it's punched off the mound of the mid of the pitcher. Diving stop at second base by Roselli. Throw to first in time to get Colmenares diving into first. And the inning is over. That was a perfect deflection off of Hodges. If he doesn't touch it, it probably goes to the center. Roselli makes a magnificent diving grab, and they get the out. 1-4-3. Inning over. No runs. No hits. One walk and a runner left at third. We go to the eighth. Claws 3, Cyclones 1 on Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Danny Wilkinson becomes the fourth Blue Claws left-handed reliever since the sixth inning. And he's throwing the first pitch in the eighth inning here, curveball high. And the count, one ball to no strikes to Corey Collins. Eric Ritchie threw a scoreless seventh, 3-1 Jersey Shore, up by 2-6 outs to get for a fifth consecutive win. And Wilkinson's pitch, a broken bat bouncer behind the mound. Escobar tries to backhand near second base. And it glances off his glove, and that'll be a base hit for Corey Collins. Even if Escobar had fielded that cleanly, he's up near the bag, and the throw back across his body, they weren't going to get Collins. So tough break there for Denny. Made a good pitch, sawed him off. And now has to deal with a runner at first base and nobody out. And Brooklyn again, the tying run coming to the plate. 3-6-2 for Jersey Shore, 1-7-2 for Brooklyn. The Blue Claws 1-for-12, the Cyclones 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Teams have combined to leave 19 runners on base, 10 by the Cyclones. There's a high fly ball by Roselli down the left field line and foul out of play. Roselli's 0-for-3, and he's sitting 141 on the 11th round pick out of Binghamton by the Mets last year. Who got to Brooklyn a couple of weeks back. And that one is low, knocked down by the catcher Disson. One ball, one strike. So Danny Wilkinson, who's the fifth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore, gave up a run on two hits in an inning on Tuesday in his Blue Claw season debut. He'd been on the injured list for most of the year. 9 rehab appearances with Clearwater. That one is low, a fastball, 2 balls, 1 strike. Pitched last year with the Blue Claw, struck out 50 batters in 31 and 2/3 innings over 30 games, having a 4.83 earned run average. He signed with the Phillies as an undrafted free agent back in 2022 out of Villanova. And that one is a strike on the inside corner to even the count at 2-2.
Danny has some folks who are here tonight. Well, shout out to them. Probably have.
Yeah, he was born in Summit, New Jersey, went to Scotch Plains Fanwood High. Swing and a miss. And he gets a big strikeout there of Nick Roselli, one away here in the eighth.
His wife, Liv, is here. His mom, Cheryl, and Grandma Rose all here tonight at the ballpark, rooting for Danny here in the eighth inning. Probably some more friends and family around North Jersey. But they're here tonight, rooting Danny on.
There's Diego Mosquera, throw to first, and diving back in is Corey Collins. April of 2018, Wilkinson struck out 20 batters in 7 2/3 innings in a 1-0 win over Union while pitching for Scotch Plains Fanwood High. And that fastball is outside to Mosquera. He reached his 110 pitch limit. That's an NJSIAA pitch limit. With two out of the top of the eighth, they pulled him for Matt Kipp, a senior right-hander who needed one pitch to get the last out of the game. That is a strike, and the count is 1-1. And last year, Tony, one of the Cyclones photographers came down for the day to take some pictures, Matt Kipp. 1-1, and that's a strike on the inside corner.
Small world.
Quite small. But that's funny, though. They're part of a 20-strikeout game. Wilkinson got 23 outs, and Kipp threw one pitch to get the last out. And that one swung on and missed. Mosquera down swinging. Strike three. Second out and second strikeout for Danny Wilkinson. And the, Tony, the even funnier thing was they came out, Kipp got the last out in what was the top of the eighth inning. And then in the bottom of the eighth inning, Wilkinson had a walk-off single. So he went 7 2/3, struck out 20, and doesn't even get the win. Matt Kipp got the win through one pitch. Oh, and Danny got the walk-off base here and went on to a distinguished career at Villanova. Fastball strike. And it's nothing in one. And it's great that he gets to participate here on Big Five weekend where St. Joe's alum Luke Gabrish pitched tonight for Jersey Shore at UPenn product. That runner goes pitch low, throw to second. Good throw, tag. They got him. Side retired. Don't run on Jordan Disson. He nails Corey Collins at second to end the eighth. More on that when we come back. No runs. One hit. None left. Bottom eight coming up. 3-1. Blue Claws Valley Sports Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
Jordan Disson with another good throw to second base to nail a base runner there in the top of the eighth inning. The Blue Claws lead it 3-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. Tony, the other question, where was Corey Collins going? Because his team is down by two.
Yeah.
If you're going to steal second, especially against a left-handed pitcher where you're not going to get as good a jump, you better be sure you're going to get there. That's a huge base running mistake. So the Blue Claws lead it 3-1 bottom of the eighth. Brock Vredenburg, and the first pitch is chopped left side. Enriquez, the third baseman, ranging over, cuts off the shortstop. Vargas throws out Vredenburg. One pitch and one away. The new pitcher for Brooklyn is Juan Arnaud, a 22-year-old right-hander from Tui in the Dominican Republic. And for Juan Arnaud, this is his first appearance of the series. He has made five with Brooklyn, 9 runs, 7 earned, and 6 1/3 innings, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts on 9 hits, 3 hit batsmen. And that one is in there for a strike to Disson, another good one. So, Tony, breaking news, Blue Claws will have a right-handed reliever come on and pitch in the ninth inning.
Wow. Stop the presses.
Guess who? Saul Terran. Fastball high, 1-1. He'll be the 5th Jersey Shore reliever of the game, and the first 4 have all been lefties. They have combined to go the last 3 innings after the starter Luke Gabrish went the first 5, allowed just 1 run, and is in line for his 2nd win with Jersey Shore. 1-1 to Disson. Yeah, that one is high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Jordan 0 for 2 today. He was hit by a pitch in the 6th. Terran will look for his 11th save of the year. He pitched on Wednesday. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. He pitched on Wednesday. Came out of the 10th inning of a tie game and stranded the ghost runner at second base. And the Blue Claws would go on to get the win. Dante Norrie, the ghost runner in the bottom of the inning, came in to score on a wild pitch. Claws 3, Cyclones 1. Here in the bottom half of the eighth. Juan Arnaud is ready, and the pitch is on the outside corner. Disson is down looking, strike 3. So two away. And here is Dante Norrie. So Toronto will bid for an 11th save. He's the first Blue Claw since they became a high A affiliate to reach 10 saves. Last year's saves leader was Daniel Harper. He had only 7. Harper actually now in AAA with the Iron Pigs. Fastball to Norrie is outside, 1 ball and no strikes. It's been 7 years since the Blue Claws had a pitcher get 10 saves. Zach Warren and Addison Russ both got the double digits in 2018. Fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. So it's 1-1. Norrie 0 for 4. He's just 1 for 14 in the series after going 11 for 24 last week in Aberdeen. He's played every game since coming up. This is his 10th game. Here's the 2-0. Yeah, that went down and inside. They appeal on a check swing, and he didn't go. I wonder if he'll get one of these last two games off. Kind of think he will. Having played every day since arriving last week. Poor Raylan already had a homer and five ribbies yesterday. Can't even get in the lineup today. Here's the 2-1. And a strike. No, check that. A ball called low. And it's three balls and one strike. That was a strike. It was called a ball. If there was automatic balls and strikes, that would have been strike two on Nori. So 3-1 on Dante. But yeah, Heredia, huge game last night. He's been on fire. Here's a chopper to second for Roselli, moving to his left, flips it over to first, side retire. So Nori grounds out, and the Blue Claws go 1-2-3 off Juan Arnault here in the eighth. So we go to the ninth, last chance for Brooklyn, and it's time for Saul Turan. Back with the ninth, Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV, Blue Claws 3, Cyclones 1, in short.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone.
No cap.
Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino.
Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Blue Claws make the Provident Bank call to the bullpen and turn things over to their closer, Saul Turan, the right-hander, bidding for save number 11. And he comes on for the ninth inning. Jersey Shore, a 3-1 lead. Aaron Escobar scored all three runs. The Blue Claws have led since the first inning when Escobar hit a solo homer as the second batter in the bottom half of the first. Danny Wilkinson, a scoreless top half of the eighth, and here comes Toronto's really had a tremendous season since joining the Blue Claws from Clearwater in early June. First pitch to Perozzo is high, 1-0. Perozzo 0-2, plus a hit by pitch. He was batting when Corey Collins was thrown out stealing two at the top half of the eighth inning. Turan is 6'1", 165 pounds, misses for ball two. 23 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. 3-0 with the Claws, 10 saves, and a 1.44 ERA. 25 innings, only 15 hits, 13 walks, 23 strikeouts. Swing and a miss by Perozzo. And a fastball from Saul makes it two balls and a strike. It's 9-1-2 for Brooklyn. Perozzo, Vargas, and Enriquez. Inside, a slider misses, and it's three balls and one strike. Now, Brooklyn's had a lot of chances tonight. So have the Blue Claws, to be fair. Blue Claws are 1 for 13 with runners in scoring position. They've left 10. Brooklyn 1 for 10, and they've left 10. Here's a little flare into center. Coming on, Saldamani won't get it. Base hit. So a leadoff single for Vincent Perozzo, the catcher. And the tying run once again is coming to the plate for the Cyclones. Here's Marco Vargas, who is 0 for 4. Luclaw seemed determined to make this as interesting as possible here tonight. So tying under the plate, here's Vargas. He has flown out twice, grounded out twice. Left-handed batter, first pitch is inside of the count, 1-1. And no strikes. Vargas and his teammate Ronald Hernandez, a catcher who's not in there tonight, both originally signed with the Marlins and were traded to the Mets 2023 for right-handed reliever David Robertson, of course, now with the Phillies. 1-0 on Vargas. And that one is outside of fastball. Saul not happy. I don't know if he's not happy with himself or with J.C. Reed. Either way, though, probably should keep that emotion to yourself out there on the mound. That pitch was outside. So we called the ball, and it was a ball. 2-0 on Vargas. Here's the pitch. And a bounce to the short. This could be two. Colmenares fields, goes to Escobar. One, and double clutched. Couldn't get it out of his glove. He wasn't going to get him anyway. No. Not hit hard enough, but they'll take the out, especially with a two-run lead at 3-1. So that's a 6-4 fielder's choice. And one man away. Perozzo is out at first. And here is, Perozzo's out at second. Vargas aboard at first. And here comes Jonathan Enriquez, the third baseman. So now the Blue Claws can end the game with a double play here, but we have, time was called at the plate, and they just reset the pitch clock. Teron wearing the long red sleeves underneath his navy blue jersey. 3-1, Jersey Shore, top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. And the count is nothing at one. So it's not that big. 6 foot, 165 pounds. But he can get it up into the low 90s. And a good slider for the right-hander. Didn't sign until he was about 18 years old with the Phillies. That one comes inside, almost hits Enriquez, who's a switch hitter batting left. And it's 1-1. Claws two outs away from their fifth consecutive win. Teron from the stretch. Long hold. Here's the pitch outside. Fastball misses. 2-1. On Enriquez. Matt Rudick, who had 8 home runs last year in Double A with the Mets and is here on a rehab assignment with Brooklyn, is in the on-deck circle. 2-1 from Teron. And deals. Slider. Swing and a miss. Enriquez tried to get one up and out of here and swung through it. Evens the count at 2-2. Enriquez had 8 home runs earlier this year with St. Lucie and 11 career homers in 250 games. High fly ball to center. Didn't get all of that one. Saldivar is there. Backs up a few steps, but plenty of room in front of the track to make the grab for the second out. And back to first goes Vargas, and the Blue Claws are now one out away. Matter is Rudick, the DH. Matt is 0 for 3. Ground out, pop out, strikeout, and a walk. Teron looking for his 11th save of the season. He's only got to the Blue Claws in the beginning of June. Rudick ready, Teron ready. First pitch is a slider, and it's in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing in one. Rudick had Tommy John surgery, which is why he missed the beginning part of this season. Came off the IL on Tuesday. Ground ball to second. Long run. Escobar sliding play from his knees on the outfield grass. Throws to first, and he got him to end the ball game. What a play by Aaron Escobar, the second baseman. In shallow right field, makes the play, and from the ground throws out Rudick to end the ball game. What another nice win for Jersey Shore. 5 in a row. Claws 3. Cyclones 1. Teron does get that 11th save of the season, which ties him for the best in the league. No runs, one hit, and one left. And the ninth for the Cyclones. Another great win, Tony, for the Claws. 5 in a row.
Blue Claws, I thought Greg win their 5th in a row. And are within 2 games of .500. Have a shot at it. 500 for the season. Checking that Hudson Valley-Greensboro game. They're in the 9th inning. Greensboro is threatening. Hudson Valley leads it 3-1. Two outs. bases loaded for Greensboro in the top of the ninth. Two outs. Hudson Valley leads it 3-1. Hudson Valley needs to win tonight, Saturday, and Sunday.
3-6. Yeah, we'll get that in a second. Three runs, six hits for the Blue Claws, two errors. One run, eight hits, two errors for Brooklyn. Luke Gabrish is the winner. He's 2-0. The losing pitcher is Joel Diaz. He's 5-5. And Teron gets the save number 11. Time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes. And the attendance was 7,184. Escobar, Saltaban, and Vredenburg all with two hits for the Blue Claws. Collins, three hits. Enriquez, two hits for the Cyclones. Tony, anything to add?
Well, another good win for Jersey Shore. Another good pitching exhibition by the Blue Claws. And they continue hot here down the stretch as they try to, you know, get to that 500 level. Brooklyn is in the postseason no matter. Hudson Valley leads Greensboro. That ball game 3-1. Top of the ninth inning, two outs, bases loaded for Greensboro. Phillies beat the, they're leading in the eighth inning 9-3 in their ball game down in Miami. The Mets are hanging on. They lead Cincinnati 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning out at Great American Ballpark.
So Tony and I will be back tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame. Tony, anything else? Have a good night, everybody. Blue Claws have won 5 in a row. We will see you tomorrow. From Shortstown, Valley Sports Line, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.